Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth and nothing but the truth to be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing.
Hello, Grudge World. Hello, Race World. Hello, Grudge World. Hello, Race World. Glad to see each and every one of you all that's on the show tonight. God is good. I'm glad to see a lot of my brothers and sisters that show up on the show tonight, you know, and it make me feel real good just to know that y'all are coming to fellowship and to come on the show and you voice your opinion. And oh, man, it's just really good. I want to first start out by saying tonight on my show, one of our brothers in the organization, Brother Eddie, went through surgery. And his surgery turned out real good for him. He should be home now. I haven't had my call from him yet, but he should be home. I want to thank God for seeing fit to let the doctors go in and did what they had to do and come back out, and my little brother was okay. The other thing is, I want to say hello to all and each and every one of the fans on here, as well as the racists. You know, y'all are the greatest part of what we do. And the reason I say that is because I'm also a part of the fan thing, too, you know. And our thing is to motivate the guys to do what they do and for them to do what they do to motivate us, you know. And that makes everything real good. We just had we didn't have one, but it was a great show. Went down in Huntsville, Alabama. You know, and I want to speak in specifics, but I have to separate if I do speak in specifics, and that is Brother Donye, 6 Mile Randy, Chuck, all our brothers from the Midwest that went down there. I have to take my hat off to y'all. And the reason I have to take my hat off to you all because y'all went down there and y'all participated. You know, we're going to always talk about the good things that you do. We don't have no alternative to do that because that's what we'd be looking for in the first place. But the greatest part of what y'all do is to make it happen, because when you go down there, it's not going to happen by itself. You got to be in it to win it. And that's all the way. That don't just apply for down there, huh? That apply for everywhere. Even in our hometown, you got to be in this thing to win this thing. Because ain't nobody going to just walk up and give it to you. You got to stand up. You know, so my thing with that is, I'm glad that y'all went down there. I'm glad that you all went to a real, real, real nice event. You know, and I hope that it continuously keep on being this way, because this is what it's all about. You know, I got to give y'all credit. I also have to give the guys out of the Southeast, I have to give them credit too also, because they helped make it happen too also, because they were participants too, you know. So my hat go off to the whole event, you know, during the period of time that the event was going on. And, you know, I feel like as long as we can hold things like this at a steady pace, I'm feeling like some good things may be able to happen from it, because, you know, goodness opened up a whole lot of doors, because that's the key. That's the main key to it, you know, for us to enjoy each other and have fun and race each other and so forth and so on, because, like we said, this stuff is really not personal. When you get personal with it, then you done got away from what we're doing. You know, and from the way I understand it, it was just wonderful. You know, Brother Chuck just spoke on it. Brother Nephew just spoke on it. One of our other brothers, Brother Tate, I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet, but there's one thing I do know about him. He likes Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back. You know, all of what happened is a part of the game. You know, and, you know, my hat go off to him, too, also, and my prayers go with him, hoping that he make a speedy recovery back. If not, then, hey, we'll get a chance to look for him whenever he returns. I ain't going to say put no time on it or nothing of that nature, you know, because he'll be back when he gets ready to come back, you know, upon a decision that he makes. Midwest, come on with it now. You know, charity begins at home and spread abroad now. We can make this thing good at home. We can make this thing good wherever we go. You know, because that's the only way that it's going to happen. If we don't do it, it's not going to, like I said, it's not going to happen by itself. You know, and that goes for each and every one of us in the Midwest, because of the simple fact that it's all left up to us how we make it, just like it's left up to other people when we go other places how they make it. You know, you're going to always find a little flaw in something that's going on, because you got a lot of people that look for that. I'm not looking for the flaws in it. If I see them, I'm going to address them, you know, if it's critical. But if it's something that's going to nuke, I'm not out here for that. That's not what Uncle Larry is for. You know, a lot of people are listening to my show, and a lot of people won't listen to my show. And for the reason is because of the simple fact that Number one, I don't like negativity. I try not to carry it, but I'm going to speak the truth. And if it has something to do with it, then it is what it is. You know, and a lot of people don't come in and looking for some things positive to be said. But, you know, with me being a middle-aged guy, I got to do something because, first of all, I'm blessed to be in the position that I'm in right now. So I'm going to carry this thing on the best way I know how, and I'm going to try to be as respectful, and I'm going to try to be as honest as I possibly can with each and every one of you all, no matter what part of the world you come from. You know, and that's just the bottom line to it. So tonight I decided that I was going to try to have me a Saturday night free-fall night and let everybody come in and talk about it. I know I'm the last one that have the show. The events and stuff that then went on was a week ago, you know, as of today. But, hell, it's all good. You know, it's good from the rooter to the tutor, you know. And the only reason it's like that is because of the simple fact that we make it that way, you know. Oh, my God. See my little baby brother. Y'all give me a second. 312-1227. The brother, come in and introduce yourself to the people that's on the show.
What's going on? Huh? How you feeling?
What's that? What's, man, I'm hanging in there. How about you, brother?
Yeah, I just made it home and just trying to eat me a little supper. Yeah.
Thank God, good, man.
Man, sure is. I
man,
can't doubt that.
You just left the other day, man, and now you're home, man. That sound,
yes,
sound better than ever, man. Better than ever.
Yeah, man.
You know,
yeah, man. You know, love, I feel a little groggy. You know, my voice is, it might sound very decent, but it ain't all the way there because, you know, that tube in down my throat. And then with the surgery, you know, my abdomen, I woke up today, I guess, you know, it's still a little sore, you know, but they said that's because of them, you know, doing what they were doing. So all that'll be gone in a couple of days or so, and, man, I'll be all good. I'm all good now.
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie. Hey, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yes, sir.
Eddie, the doctor just sent me a text. He told me I can eat all your food that you don't eat, man.
Well, the doctor knew to call the right person because it ain't going to be nothing left.
Right. I was going to take care of all those funny. Oh, my brother, how you doing? How you
man.
Doing,
Eddie? Hey, Bang, what's going on, Shake?
I'm good. I'm glad to hear, man, everything turned out okay for you, bro. You know I love
yeah,
you.
Man.
And all
the for you, man. Yeah, man, Shake, you know, I was really doubtful going in there, and, you know, because, like, I thought, you know, last time what had happened, but, you know, I talked to the doctor, and he really explained to me. I'll tell you about it one day exactly what went on, man, the reason I ended up in the type of situation I was in. Yeah, he told me what had exactly happened because I had never heard it from him. You know, I just kind of guessed the meeting how it went. It was a little bit different. Now I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you are right, bro. I'm really.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, definitely blessed. So, what y'all got going on tonight, Uncle Larry?
I'm going to have a free fall tonight, Eddie. I know that last event was old news, you know, but I have a Saturday night show, and we'll be having a Saturday night show,
so
Eddie.
It'll
be
calls.
A weekend.
Calls,
all that.
You probably get some calls.
Yeah,
you know,
but
it's
you know,
going
I,
down at the Grove.
Yeah, but I was waiting on some calls to come in, but I haven't had any to come in yet. That's why I decided I'd try to get people know you know, those specifics about what was going on down there, because if I did, then I'd be falsifying some information, you know. So I'm trying to wait and see if any of the calls going to come down there. But I do know tomorrow we're supposed to have a couple of races at US 41 Motorplex, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, I was. I was going to speak on that, but I was going to give Princeton a chance because I don't have no long list on what's really going down tomorrow. But I do know that there are going to be a few races tomorrow, you know. You know.
Yeah, man.
So,
I was looking early on I was looking early on Facebook and I had seen him out there to go and out there, you know.
You got your speakerphone there. You got a echo in there.
No, I ain't on speaker. I'm on my headset on.
You on your headset? Okay. I know it's a little
yes,
small
sir.
Echo behind you. Nah, you all good.
I hear that. I hear that.
You right down Main Street now. Right down the
okay.
middle of the road.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm just glad for you. I'm glad you're back home, man. You know, and that's just going to show you. A lot of people will say that and wonder. But you don't have to say and wonder, man. God is almighty. And when you talk to him, he answers prayers. Ain't no doubt about it. He answers prayers, man. And my greatest prayers, man, is for you to be safe all the time until the Lord feels like he want to do whatever he is or whatever he got planned for you. It is what it is, you know. But
yeah,
I just
man.
I don't feel like that right now. I feel like he know that you got another job or some things you got to complete, Brother Eddie. And I feel like, you know, like I told you, everything was going to be just fine. And
I still want to meet that grandbaby,
man.
Uncle. I still want to meet that grandbaby, man.
Can't wait. That's number one, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
First one.
Yeah, man.
Yes, indeed. That's a good thing, though.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
But, Brother Ed and I got you on there. We can kind of elaborate a little bit. That dog on down. Yeah, he's trying to come on with it at the end of the season, ain't he?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm hearing the baby gonna be on the show one day. Go ahead, Uncle Larry. I'm gonna go on mute for a second.
I'm gonna bring the next caller in anyway. 312 5187. 312.
What's poppin', Uncle Larry?
51. What's happening? What's going on? What's up, man?
We got five for this bitch array, baby. Five motherfucking days in this hall.
Oh, man.
We got a good Friday.
It's time to do the boogaloo. Friday.
Yeah, man. By this time and next week, you should have a good report going on from out there, man. You should have a damn good report.
By the time this time next week, whatever the report is, when the people show up, or either if I don't do it live myself, they sure gonna get
right.
the report. Yes, sir. Cause I know
you
got plans.
8 o'clock. 8:18, oh, man. I'm being laid the motherfuckers down, man. Victoria.
Oh,
stereo
man.
Win. Stereo win. Claiming victory, baby. Oh,
you wanna tell the people who you got knocked in for next weekend?
It's Beers, Ryan, and some guy up there, Wayne. Never Scared or whatever the fuck, whatever his name is, Never Scared. I got three of them locked in. That little baby, Jeremiah, talking about he want to do something on motor, man. That's kid thing. I don't think that's going to material him, but the mother ones is definite. Yeah, Ryan at what? 3 o'clock, Beers at 4, and the other guy at 5. Claiming victory at all three of them, man.
Hey, Terry O.
Oh, man.
Yo.
What's happening, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, you say you got Wayne. You talking about Never Scared from Detroit?
Yep. With his boo.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
You got another head on the chopping block. Okay.
Yeah, man, I got 3 heads to chop off. My debut back.
Leave the blade a little rusty so he can set up an infection on them fools.
I'm going to chop this head completely off, man. Biz, man, and me and Biz been trying to do this for 3 years, man. This time, this shit to take place, man. Me and Biz been talking about doing this for 3 fucking years, man.
Mm.
Now it's about time, man.
It's about to come to a head now, bro.
Yeah, man, it got to. Like, what's that record? It's been a long time coming.
Long time coming.
You hurt your pinky finger, man? You need me? I'll jock for you, man. If you hurt your pinky finger, anything, I'll jock for you, man. So don't worry about losing your money, man. I got you.
I know that's right, yeah. Hell yeah. But shit. This here gonna be fun, man. This here what it's all about. What me and him are doing. This is what racing is about to me, man. Talk shit, have a ball, and then go out there and have fun. Win or lose, laugh about it, man. If you lose, get back in the ring. Do what that motherfucking Uncle Larry just said. What did you say, Uncle Larry? Arnold Schwarzenegger, my favorite theme song, I'll Be Back.
Get knocked off, just come back. Yes, sir.
It's never personal.
Yep.
It's all fun and games, man.
For the love of the game, you'll be back. If you still love it like that, you'll be back. You know, so that's what it's all
about. Who you tell us, man? You already see after staring up 2 of them motherfuckers. Shit, if I didn't love it, then ain't no way I'd be back. Not back years. Hell no. Like this shit, ain't no way in the world I'd be back doing this shit.
You're right, because this thing is never personal. It's never personal. You're personal business. You leave all that at home.
This is fun.
You know, it's all
this
about
is fun.
Fun.
Shit talking, and I like shit talking better than, I mean, the shit talking to build up the hype, and then you got to do it. That's the fun part.
That's all a part of it. That's a part of it. You know.
But they let the shit talking get
that's
you personal,
one.
Man. That's the problem.
Exactly.
They let this shit go to the next level, man. Once it all boiled down to it, just like that fight today. Well, hell, they got a big fight tonight. Carmella and that other motherfucker. And they talk shit to get you to watch it, and then after the fight, they're shaking hands and saying, we do it again.
Yes, indeed.
Everybody up there at the Grove tonight, they talking about that cop shit, right? That's what they're doing tonight, right?
Really?
Everybody at the Grove, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yep.
So you claiming your victory already, Terrio?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell the fuck yeah.
Hand it to me right now.
This shit. First 50 foot. Once I move, shut it down. Don't even come after me. If he moves first, I'm going to run him down. But if I move, shut that bitch down. Don't even come after me. Chalk it up. That's the way we're looking for it.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, this man sound confident as hell in his shit, dog.
Yes, he do.
I'm going to have some money in his pocket.
No problem.
Yep. Yes, sir. Got to be confident, man. I mean, if you go in there with intention to lose, ain't no sense of going.
You got right. That shit right. If you don't believe in yourself,
ain't nobody else there to help
you. Hell no. Man, please. I tell anybody.
Y'all got a time for the race? There you go.
At 3:30. Yup. If a motherfucker don't believe in themselves, man, you need to get out this motherfucker. No, that's anything you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've seen O'Biggs when he was over here. At Milan. He was trying to strike down a raid, and he went and did a shakedown, and that's when the dry shaft broke. He got everything ready so he can get in the battle with you now, Terrio.
Yep. That's the worst way to lose from a fucking break.
Oh, the worst way to lose is a red light.
Well, red light or break. Yeah. They go hand in hand. I know one goddamn thing for sure. So I'm a damn near gone. The motherfucker better hurry up and start motherfucking drag racing.
You ain't lying about that. It's countdown now.
And you know what? They better not wait till nighttime once it gets 8 or 9 o'clock and want to run up to the motherfucking line, man, and do this shit early.
Right, because the mornings are cold.
That's right.
And nights are getting cold and dewy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And then
that shit come in nighttime.
Yeah. So if they smart, they go ahead and get it over with in the daytime.
Yeah.
Well, they been too smart yet, not a lot of them.
Right, yeah.
But you know what? That's when we used to race, man. Do you remember Uncle Harry? We used to get out there on Toadie on a Sunday. Be down at 12 o'clock, man. 12, 1 o'clock. Letting them motherfuckers do what they do, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We always
did. You don't wait till no motherfuckers 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, especially at a track now. They can't do that, man. That's unreal.
Yeah.
You cannot be at a track where you ain't got to worry about no police. You ain't got to worry about nothing. That's all you got to do is go out there and have fun, man. And motherfuckers get out there and they do that shit and then they wait till 9 o'clock, right before the track get ready, so and want to start racing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. You know, that's how it goes.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, well, you got to be in it. You got to be in it to win it, baby. Ain't no way in the world you can win it if you ain't in it. You got to be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers say that. I hate that. And they say that Memphis Gangster was the favorite down there, and Donnie went and knocked his ass out. And the motherfuckers thinking Biz the favorite. I'm going to knock the fuck out of Biz. I'm going to do the same. I'm going to knock shit out there. Same thing. Man, they give me a come home in this track.
He's lying. Terrio saying, y'all go ahead and ante up on Biz. Ante up.
Hell yeah. Donnie cool. As long as I ain't fucking with him, he cool as long as I ain't fucking with him. I love what he did. I love it when there's a race like that, man. Man, do you know that that's the best kind of race, man? The race that Donnie did, man.
Yeah.
them is the best time, man. Once everybody got you paid to lose, they said everybody out there. They said the motherfucker was giving odds and that shit. Ain't no way he could beat him.
Yeah.
That's
got you open, Brother Jonesy. Brother Jonesy, you open, Brother Jonesy. So when he come back, y'all come right in. Yeah, that was a good one, man. You know, and 06 Mile looked real good to me. He looked real good, you know. And Brother Chuck, he looked real good too. It's just that, you know, he had a little thing which is a part of the racing. You know, you can mess up and blow tires off and a whole lot of different things. You know, but it's still a loss. But you know, he come back and redeemed himself. You know, and just for him to turn around and come back and redeem himself, man. And like I say, that makes it all good, man. You know, because a lot of folks just laid out.
You know, and I'm glad to see these guys keep that in themselves, man. You know, don't just lay down. I'd be like, man, come on back. I'd be fucking with Chuck and Diane and them the same way, man. I fuck with Chuck and Diane and them. They way out my class, but it's just the competitive juices in me to fuck with them, but that's the best way to do it, man. To upset a motherfucker, or if you lose and you feel you had a problem, get your ass back in the circle and go back at it, man. So I get my hats off to them. To them two guys, if they done what they had to do, man.
Yeah.
Buddy.
What's going on, Brother Kid? What's happening, Brother Kid? How you doing?
Yeah, nothing much, man. It sounds like you got a lot of background noise back there in the back. You got a lot of chat.
Yeah, I don't know where that noise is. I really don't. And, you know me, I don't like all that old stuff, shutting mics off and all that old kind of stuff. That ain't none of me. You know, all I can do is try to make it more
like
of it. You know, it's gone now, though. I mean, it's completely gone now. The show is just clear, you know. And all I can do is just try to ask. Like I said,
they might.
Then the probably wasn't nobody but shaking. Probably wasn't nobody but shaking bait coming on here disrupting your show, man.
Watch out!
Know what it is?
Oh, I thought he was on mute.
You thought he was on mute?
Yeah, I thought he was on mute.
Well, we got another coming in on the show. 312-512-5187. 312-5187. Call him. Come on
in. I'm back in. I'm still off. I'm still on.
Okay.
I'm back on. I'm on mute,
though. All right, well, you right back in. You right back in, though. Yes, sir.
What's up, bro, kid?
Yeah, nothing much, Abe. What's happening with you, man? What's up,
man?
Yeah,
I'm good.
What's going on, kid?
Yeah, nothing much. Yep.
Hey, kid.
Well,
oh,
bro,
Terry,
kid,
you're
I
ready
got
for
over.
Battle, man. Terry, you're ready
that?
For battle, boy.
Yeah, somebody needs to be ready. But like you said, goddamn it, the end is coming to it. It's coming real soon.
Mm-hmm.
Turns up this way.
Yes, sir. Maybe a month and a half, two months at the most. You know.
Maybe a month and a half.
Guys. Yeah. Them guys need some help. They need some help, man. We got two or three guys leaving from here going down there to represent, you know. They need some more representation. You know, I mean, if that's what they're going to do. If not, we're going to try to have a special thing tonight, a little bit later on tonight for the I can't say the smaller guys, but for the guys that not running the pro mods, the back halves, and so far and so on, we're going to try to have a special something that come on tonight for you all so y'all be able to get y'all some shine on because, like I said, everybody in this game got a part, you know, and y'all deserve to have a little light on y'all just as well as everybody else got some light on them. So later on, the late segment of the show, We're going to have a special something to happen for you all. I'm not going to say what it is, but I will be bringing it on for the ones that's interested in what's happening. Y'all be here. The ones that's not, then I clearly understand, because it's not just going to appear on one show. We're going to see what y'all think about it. And if it's something that you all like, then we're going to continue to move forward on it. And if not, you know, then I guess it'll move forward on its own. But we want to give y'all equal opportunity, too, to shine y'all little flashlights, too, also. You know, so that'll be a later segment on the show, y'all. I just wanted to put that out there.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
You want me to iterate on it a little bit?
You can.
Okay. For all those that know and remember the show that came out years ago called Pink's All Out, Pink's and Fast Time, the producer of that show, Steve Pullen, is coming to, well, he's going to be live on Tao's show tonight, and we're going to try to join shows. He wants to talk about this new show he got coming out, and it may be some good chance where we can get what we call it the average Joe. Somebody can get themselves into the race, get some TV exposure, and win some money. He's got a segment. Actually, his show is airing now, and it's been out, like, I guess, one or two seasons. And it sounds like a pretty good show, but he is the producer of Pink's All Out, and he's gonna be talking to us about his show, and we may have a chance where we can get on the show, and you pick your poison, you pick your mate, and you go down on his ass. So we want to see what he got to talk about. If it sounds like something good, we can get into it, good. If not, we'll just move on. But it sounds like a good thing, and I think a lot of guys might be interested in it. So we're looking at probably about in another 45 minutes, maybe. Yeah, about another 45 minutes he'll be coming up.
And, Brother Sheikh, while you're speaking on it, do me a favor. For the ones that want to stay on for Tao, for the ones that want to stay on for Tao's whole show, in case they want to listen a little bit further, because my show shut off at a certain time, give the number out to the people on the show so that they could, the ones that want to call in directly when my show cut off or want to call in directly on their own, they would be able to do so.
Sure can.
Yeah, and then that way these guys that here we go, y'all.
Tao's number to the show is area code 515-605-9834. Area code 515-605-9834. When Larry's show go out, if you want to call in, the number is 515-605-9834. And we want to see what he got to talk about. He is the producer of the show. He's got big clout, big pull, so whatever he's got coming up, we might have a chance to get our foot in the door, guys.
Yep, and I give all you guys that wanna race, you don't have to run against no pro mod. You don't have to run against no backhand. You can run on somebody on the same equal ability with you all, and y'all make your race. And when you make your race, he'll make sure that he be's there to make sure that y'all get your race on the shows, and they will be publicized for you all. They will be shown.
Right.
Also, so.
Hey, Sheikh. That, yes. Number one more time.
The number is 515.
515-605-9834.
Okay.
515-605-9834.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah. And I think that would be a pretty good situation to be in for the guys that have the streetable cars. Y'all get a chance to make your make yourself have your own shine according to what you do, you know. And that way y'all can pick and choose your own races, you know, and that way to sell equal terms, you know, and that way y'all have the exposure and y'all also have the ability to be shown for what you're doing, you know. So, you know, for the ones that like the idea, we just thought we'd put it out there and try something a little different for you all because, like I told you all, it don't matter to me how big you are and how small you are. Whatever you're doing in the race world, especially when you're engaging, hey, I'm for you 100%. You know, so later on that will be the segment of the show, and California time is different from ours, but whenever he cue in, I will take my show and carry my show over there to him where y'all get a chance to meet the person first-handedly on the line.
All right.
Yeah, Brother Kid.
Yes, sir.
Are you gonna try to make the event business event out there that they're gonna have in 41 next weekend?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh okay. That's what I wanted to know. So we all can try to show up in numbers, you know.
Yeah,
try to make
yeah.
this event be a success, you know. If everybody get together, man, and we unite, and we can make everybody's event a success. You know, we got other events that's coming up, and we can unite and get together, but we want the same thing in return. You know, a fair exchange ain't no robbery. You know, if I can look out for you, you can look out for me. Otherwise, it's a one-sided thing, and there's no unity when it's one-sided. So my thing with that is, man, we can make all these events great, man, all these events. You know, the people that already showed they love, the admiration, and the care that they have for the game by going from state to state. You know, 13 hours one way is no different 13 hours coming from the other way. You know, so my thing with that is somebody got to be a real, real good representative of what they're doing, or either they got to be a real, real good lover of the game, you know. And we know that we have a lot of people up here that's lovers of the game, you know. And I don't even have to really say that because it's obvious. It's the proof is in the pudding, you know, so... You know, that's. I feel like that's what we should all do. I feel like we should all unite. But, you know, I got a small portion of a voice into this thing, y'all. You know, I know I'm not the greatest show host in the world, and I don't never proclaim to be, and I'm not going to never try to be. But when you talk about keeping it real, I got to be the best in the land because I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all because I'm going to call it the way I see it, and if I'm involved, then I'm going to speak about it. You know,
keeping
so
it real.
What it is.
I heard that.
Yeah. I feel like we need some realism in the game too also. So, you know, it's a lot of us walking around here, you know, certain things we see and certain things that we don't see because don't nobody see everything. You know, but with that unity and that fellowship and the support and so far and so on, when we support each other so far and so on, that don't do nothing but make the game better and make us stronger. That's all it is, because we're going to keep it in a positive form, because like we keep saying, and we're going to say it one more time, racing itself is not personal. It's a sport. It is not personal. Some people make it personal. I don't make it personal. You know, if I'm personalized something with a person, then that's going to be me and them face-to-face, head up. That's the way that goes. I don't have to wait and have no show to come on and personalize nothing. Because I'm going to speak my mind because I have the opportunity to do so and because that's my right to do what I want to do because God gave this to me and I'm going to use it the best way I feel like I want to use it. And that's it. That's just the bottom line. And everybody got that opportunity. You know, just like I give everybody the opportunity on the show. When you got something you want to say, you ain't got to just sit back and listen and stuff. A lot of time we're going to carry on and we're going to have our foods. We're going to talk about certain things that might strike you, might like you, whatever. You can raise your hand and put your input in. Ain't no shame in this game, y'all. You know, all this shit talking and everything y'all hear going on through the game itself. It ain't nothing but fun. Come on in. Join in. Have you some fun with us, you know. And that's just about it.
Yep. Come on in. Say what you like.
Have some
fun. I wonder if Biz is going to try to call in and plug the race.
He was in... on Eddie's show. He was in on Eddie's show last time. I don't know if he's gonna call my show or not, you know. You want to call him and see if you want to come plug his show? I mean, plug his show on our show. It would be fine too. Also, yeah.
Not a problem.
I think Tony Bynes is supposed to be coming up here, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's what I heard.
I don't think he's coming.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's coming. I think Willie Dog was on the show, and I think Willie Dog said he don't think that he was coming too. I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's not coming now.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
He got cussed out, too.
But if you want me to try to reach Biz, man, I'll try to reach Biz.
Who got cussed out?
Say that again.
I thought you just said somebody got cursed out.
Oh, you know how they go to cussing. Fuck Tony Bynes.
Oh, okay.
Come up anyway. Hey, man. Somebody
Eddie,
said, what's before the pay? Huh?
you crazy as hell, bro. But, hey, fellas, we got the infamous Biz on the line.
Okay.
Say hello to my little friend.
Stop it. Man,
not the Georgia transplant.
Oh, man.
What you call it?
Oh,
man. What?
The Georgia transplant.
I'm cool.
What up, Biz?
Hey, I'm cool with all that, as long as you know where I'm from and don't get it wrong. I'm from 147.
I heard that. I said Harvard.
Don't get it twisted, Biz. Tell them don't get it twisted.
South suburb of Illinois.
Yep.
They say nothing good came out of Harvard, but I beg to differ.
I beg to differ on that too, man.
I know a whole lot of good in Harvard, man.
Yes, sir. I am proud of my little town, even though
I don't know why you called me on my back line talking about you want to send me the lockout money. I told you, you can't do that.
Man.
You got to do it in front of everybody. You bow your ass down in front of everybody. You going to buy that? I don't want
man,
it like that. You can't mail it to me. No. If you're going to play the punk out, you're going to do it in front of everybody.
Why y'all didn't tell me y'all had clowns on the show tonight, man?
Oh, man, y'all got titty balloons and clowns on this show.
Man.
Hey, Larry,
you have a successful show every Saturday, man. Hey, man, don't do that, man. Don't let clowns on this show, man. It's going to
watch what the report be next Saturday around this time. Watch what the report going to be next Saturday around this time.
Hey, Larry, tell him you needed a ride in that little Volkswagen. Yeah. You needed a ride in that little Volkswagen. That's why you had
them. Hey, man.
Now, the main thing I wanted you to get Biz for, I want Biz to come on here, and I want him to plug his show. And after he plugs his show, him and Brother Terry, they can have the flow. Bro, Biz, I'd like for you to plug your show and let everybody on the show know what it is, because we're trying to mount
that.
Up and get
that.
You all the support to come out there, man, and so we can come see y'all,
Ooh-wee.
Do y'all thing, man, and try to make it so we can make it real enjoyable.
Mm. All right, man. Next Saturday, man, we started like 4 or 5 years ago trying to get the guys from the South to come up to play with the guys in the Midwest. We named it the South Invading North. We didn't have it last year, but this year we have it, man. It's at US 41, which to me, in my opinion, is the best grudge track in the Midwest, period, hands down. I don't care about all that. Martin got the best surfing, all, but it ain't a grudge track. It don't have the same feel. 41. You get up close and personal at 41. To me, that's
that's where I started racing, and I love 41. Now, we got some guys coming up from the south. A lot of the guys that's coming up pretty much is not known, except in their own area. You had a big name to come up, but since all the people be hating on the track, hating on 41, now the big names don't want to come to 41. So I said, skip it. You know, skip it. We're not going to get the big names up with the fast cars. We're going to get the guys that like to race, that ain't a prima donna. They're coming up there, and they're going to come up there, and we're going to try to put on a good show, man. We're coming up there to race, and I bottom of my heart, I appreciate the support that the guys going to come out, and I'm going to have to do something for the guys. Saturday show, Friday show, I'm going to have to do something monetary. You know, thank you guys for the support. So, with that being said, Terrio, me and Terrio is locked in at 4 o'clock in the staging lanes at 4 o'clock. It's probably one of the marquee races going on Saturday. It's a whole lot of bunch of girls races that I don't know. I know Jeremiah, he got 3 races locked in. I know they got 2 races locked in. I got 3 races locked in. Terrio got them the 4 races locked in. So I'm not going to promote all these races that's locked in. We're just going to get out there. We're going to have some fun. And I appreciate all you guys for saying they're coming. Come on. And, man, we're going to go back to where it's grudge racing, like the old street car chaos. Just pick your man and let's go, man. That's what I want to do. But I'm going to – hey,
yes,
I'm going to kill Terrio.
How's you and Terrio running?
Head up Pro Tree, eighth mile. I offered to run a quarter mile. Terrio said he didn't want to run a quarter mile. He running an eighth mile. Now, the thing is, I'm from Harvey. I ain't forgot my roots. Mm-hmm. I locked in Man and Vic at 6 o'clock. The Silver Bullet versus Karachi.
Right.
Now y'all boys from the West Side, y'all. See, a lot of people don't know what Karachi is, but I know you boys from the West Side know what that damn Karachi is. We locked in.
I know that.
Pro Tree out the back door. Out the back door.
Okay.
Terrio, he's from the West Side. He know what that Karachi do to him. I guarantee you, at 4:15, you're going to see Terrio on the side of the road, on the side of the track in the pit, shaking, scratching, and nodding.
Oh, man.
Guarantee. I'm gonna get my overdose.
Oh man,
let me bring this other person in. They might want to say something to you too. I don't know. 612, 6862, 612, 6862. Caller, who we got on the line?
What's going on?
Hello. What's going on?
I couldn't hear you, sir.
Yeah.
What's
going on? How's the weather be for next weekend?
What'd you say about next weekend?
Say that again.
Yeah, I said, how the weather
for the
be?
It looks like
for
it's pretty
forecast,
hot, man.
It's looking
nice
real good right now for the forecast.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. That was my only question, being what's happening, everybody.
What we got, Carl?
Hey, man.
A
wild pack of horses ain't going to keep me from up there. We supposed to do it on June 2nd and June 3rd. Now, I ain't going to tell y'all what they told me. They told me carry a ranch or some damn lady with a chicken foot asking, doing a rain dance. You understand me?
Oh, man.
Now, I don't know how true that is. I got Terry on the phone. You can ask her. But, damn it, I shot that lady. She dead.
Ooh,
you know,
man.
You talking about Miss Rudolph?
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Miss Rudolph,
she can't go her this time.
Can't help him on this trip, huh?
As for one, I did see Miss Rudolph, and I just wanted to show how you ain't got no heart, motherfucker, because didn't a drop of rain come, motherfucker. It was dry. I just wanted to see if you had heart. So how the fuck can you win if you ain't
right.
got
not
no heart?
One drop.
You don't have no heart. I just wanted to see how much heart you got, man. And you proved me right, man. So how the hell can you win?
Talking about heart.
You talking about heart. I ain't going to show you no heart. I'm going to show you horse pop. That's what I'm going to show
you. Yeah,
off.
But
I'm going to show you.
Hey, okay, if you want to show me horsepower, I told you what I would do for you. I said, hey, man, we can have an appetizer. We can lock in right now for like 11 o'clock. You know how the main course be at 4 o'clock. Get on nuts. I would beat your ass on nuts first, and then I would turn around. I would turn around and whoop you on spray.
Yeah, come on, man.
Mr. Man, once I whoop you at 4 o'clock, at 5 o'clock, you got the break.
You ain't going to go back. You ain't going to go back.
I already got something. Hey, I already got something going on, Joe. You already know. So, like I said, you ain't got no heart, man. I got you. You can't win.
No, no.
You can't win.
I understand. Carry on.
You can't win. I guarantee. I'm on an Uncle Larry show
the word for
at 8:55 p.m. What is this? September? What is the date, man?
16th.
I'm so
disappointed.
Big
September 16th at 8:56 p.m. I guarantee victory over Biz and Never Scared Wayne. I guarantee it.
They said the same thing with Hillary. And where's she at? She's sleeping with the fishes.
Well, you know what?
Donald Trump could not win. They said they could not win. They said if he won, he's leaving the country. A man person left the country. And that crowd won.
I guarantee victory.
You ain't winning, man. Terrio, there's no way you can.
But time will tell.
It's impossible.
Time will tell.
This ain't
we're gonna show you what Chicago is about, man. Hey, the reason why you left these tough streets of Chicago because you couldn't hang. That's what come you left. Now tell the truth. Now you couldn't hang. At first, you ran out to the suburbs of Harvey because you couldn't hang on the tough Wild West. So you went and moved to the suburbs of Harvey. And then you felt the heat of the west side coming down on your... How you kill my daddy? Man, me and Didi been rivals forever, man. So, I'll try to kill him. Hey.
Okay. Hey, okay. And knocked your cousin off at 41.
The only reason why you left and you moved because you couldn't handle this rough street life. And that little country boy you bringing up here to drive against me, I want to fuck over him, man. That's what coming. You ain't going to get in the car. I told you, you afraid of the power.
I don't know what I'm
you
doing.
You get in the car on horsepower, and I'm really going to fuck over
there.
You on horsepower.
I'm not going to take it off of the trailer.
Hey, man, this city life is too rough for y'all, man. Life is too rough for you, man. That's what come you left.
Hey.
Now be real.
It's rough for the country boys, and the country boys' life ain't good for the city boys. So
going to the country. Hey, sit up there in the country, man. I'm not
going to
be fucking animals and shit like that. I ain't going to no motherfucking country. I'm staying in the city. I'm staying in the city. Man, I want to beat you. Hey, ho. If you really want to lock in and we can talk about it, we can keep it going. I'll beat you to the eighth inch of the back door. Shit, just have somebody
that
tell that country boy to don't get out of it.
I like that.
I beat you both ways, baby.
I
want to fuck you twice.
My mind won't start up unless Mike is off. We already got the gap. Okay. Don't forget that.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. 300 extra. Either you gap me or I gap you.
It's just so much deal there that's never sleep. You know, so
I promise.
So, you know, that's just what I'm saying. You know, you growing up with the first y'all, you know, kind of fucked up things.
it's church, so they knew that God faithful.
Right.
Clear their minds from it. Like your people, saw people.
Yeah. Hey, Uncle Larry, you know Preacher Boy gets a chance. He's going to call in probably before the show with a report what had went on at the Grove. I think he had a couple of races.
I've been trying to wait on the call to give us a little report.
I'll be back on in a minute. I'm on another line.
Oh, boy, if you got a lot of baggage, it does. You can fight every day. Again, say one long thing, and it's all in. Couple of that, you get all trying to fight me. It's not going to fight me. I didn't even see it that you trying to fight me.
Was that it, Larry?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out who it is. Who is that speaking right now? Is that Skin?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I know we could hear y'all, and I don't know if y'all were speaking to each other or y'all were speaking on the show. That's why I asked. But there it is, y'all. There it is.
Crazy,
man. You know. Hold on, what that is? Could you? Whoever that is, got that conversation going on? Could you mute your mics?
I don't understand.
I got the same stuff, but I let that shit go. We like, hey, you know what? What was said? What was told to me? I ain't even holding on.
I found Flair.
You found it, okay.
Flair.
Yeah. Okay.
That's 612
number. Yeah, okay.
612-6862. Mute your mic and you can come back in. Where you at, Biz?
Okay. Check and see if they got rid of their conversation, Shake.
All right. Let me open up this other mic behind me. 612-6862.
No, you got to get rid of it, Shake. Get it on out of there.
I did. He's gone. 708-2502. Who we got, caller?
What up, everybody? This Drag. What's going on with y'all?
What's going on, Big Drag?
Man, I can't call it.
How you doing?
Just listening at y'all. Listening.
Can't call it.
Everything good?
Yeah. Yes, sir. No doubt about it. We trying a new approach, Drag. We trying to see if we can do something for the street and streetable guys, and we trying to get everybody to line up.
I was on. I heard you.
Oh, you was on?
You're going to click over the tail. Yeah, y'all going to click over the tail.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right.
I've been trying to get everybody.
Really?
Yeah, I've been on since you come on, Lara. I just been listening.
Okay.
Yeah. I be on a lot of times.
Yeah.
I just don't respond. I was on Big Eddie's show too last night.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, we're just trying to see if we can do things a little different, see if we can get everybody to mount up and give a great deal of support to these racers and so far and so on, no matter what program it is, see if we can start a chain reaction all the way around, you know. I think that would be a good thing.
Hey, Drag.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You don't have any more races this year?
Man, they've been trying to get me to do another 41. I'm on the way to after Biz and race and see. And then I'm going to see what the guys want to do. You know, maybe. I can't say 100% right now.
for the back.
I understand.
I didn't want to. I want to do something. If we do, I wanted to let Biz race get past, so you know we don't interfere with his participation and stuff like that. You know, we just want to get the guys in there and get it done, and then if we're gonna do something else, we'll talk about it. Then we got the Biz race.
Yeah, that's out of respect. I understand.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, yeah, Biz, you on the line? He's on my line. He probably muted himself for a minute. Yeah, man. Yeah, Larry. The race when I went down to Huntsville was damn good. I still had to get a little used to my brothers down south. It was around about 2 or 3 o'clock. I was looking for everybody to be at the track, but I kept forgetting in the south they don't come and fill the tracks up until late in the day. They don't like being out in that hot sun.
Yeah.
So around about 5 or 6 o'clock, they start piling in. Yeah, they start piling in.
Yeah. That was a good thing. I think we got our report coming in too, Shake. 773-4015.
773-4015-773-4015.
Oh, man.
And I got front row seats. God damn it, I'm in a golf cart next to the race car. I tried to hit the gas.
You got front row seats. Front row?
I tried to step on the gas, man. God damn it, I'm on the staging lane.
Hello, man.
Yes, Lord, they laying that power down out here.
Hey,
these people, hey, man, they out here racing like John Ford.
Hey, is Zabo there?
Yeah, Zabo there. He said he went too. He ain't even stepped on the gas yet.
Oh, okay. Hey, Uncle Larry, that's another one.
Hey, man,
there,
listen.
Yes. You know,
Zabo whooping these people ass with ease.
Me and Preacher Boy not locked in, but Preacher Boy told me he going to race me, and in between racing, me and Preacher Boy going to get it on next weekend.
Sure in the fuck is. Either you going to whoop my
next
ass or
weekend.
I'm going to whoop your ass next weekend.
One or the other.
One or the other.
Hey. And this is a grudge race. And this is a grudge race for me and Preacher Boy. We ain't got to do
yes,
it for
it
a whole lot of money. We ain't got to do it for a whole bunch of cookies.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Mhm. Mhm.
Yep.
We got two grudge races.
Hey, me and Biz race mean a lot to me for a bunch of reasons, man.
Yeah.
I want to whoop his ass to show him that I was coming down there to fuck him up, and I didn't make it. And I'm letting him know, goddammit. Don't fuck with the handicap.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna kick you down there and put my hand up there and pick you up at the same time.
I ain't mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Show him.
I'm gonna give you what you were looking for. A good fuck.
So I'm so looking for it. Yes, sir.
Well, that's what I'm gonna give you. A good fuck.
Yeah, I like it.
If K-Dog and I'm on this line, tell K-Dog and I'm going to take that spot from him. And I'm also looking for Ronald Lee. I'm going to break his motherfucking back while we at the track.
Now, Ronald Lee, is that the prosecutor or the principal? Is that the principal?
No, that's not the principal.
Okay.
The principal is the guy with the G-body that's a disrespectful G-body.
It's a what type of G-body?
He's a disrespectful G-body.
You should have had a Ford the way that shit's going. Something that keep breaking down.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I won't hold a lot of late. I'm going to take that little spot from K-Dawg, so we can really get out.
I know Ronald Lake. You talking to the one with that note.
Right.
Right, okay.
Let me bring this other call in, y'all. 708-6632. 708-6632.
Hey,
boy, we got on the line.
Hey, this Sean, man. Drag Nation News, baby. Biz, I ain't forgot about you. I just got back this morning, man.
I got him, Biz.
All right. Preacher boy.
I got
what's going
news.
On, Biz? I ain't forgot about you, man.
Oh, good,
I just got back, man. So I'm in there working on it right now.
Okay.
Hey, I'm an elephant. I do not forget. Them damn ground and pound boys beat my head in Holly Springs 3 times in a row. I went up, lost. Got back up there, lost. Got back up there, lost. Chased them to Michigan and tore up my whole cock. And they put me in driving retirement. I have not forgot about ground and pound. If I see anything, I'm dead on their tail. I love them guys. Jeff, little Johnny. I love them guys, but God dog it, they beat my head in 3 times in a row and chased them all the way to Miley and tore up my operation. I have not forgotten. Like 9/11, I have not forgotten. Yeah.
Hey, Larry.
Sounds like somebody looking for some action from Ground and Pound.
Yes, sir.
That's what it sounds like to me now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Larry. Man.
Larry.
Look like I'm going to have to stir that pot up tonight or in the morning.
Yes,
sir. Just be looking on the page all week, man. Just look on the page all week.
Yes, sir.
If you don't like what you see, call me right away.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Hey, I'm going to say this. It don't have to be with Karachi. I just want to beat him. I got some street cars coming up there. I just want to be on the winning side. That's how bad I want them. It ain't got to be with my cop. It can be with my cop. But I'm just saying, if I see them, I'm looking. It's for like I'm looking for them.
Do it, folks.
I like that kid. I didn't know you was on the phone.
Oh, man. But they got a big race on. They got a big race tonight, man, down in North Carolina, South Carolina, wherever that damn Gallatt State racetrack.
Gallatt.
They got the
North
Detroit
Carolina.
Boys. Gallatt. North Carolina, yeah. They got the Ghosts, the boys out of Detroit, running that damn night train, that Cutlass. That is a big race. I don't know what time is going
what
on.
What Ghost car? What boys got the Ghosts? You talk about eight?
No. His name is Ronnie Johnson on Facebook. He got that. He told a first Ghost cop at 41 last year or year before last. And it's a turbo car. They call it Ghost. It's a new body style Mustang.
Oh, he told that silver. Yeah, he wrecked that silver when he was going to run that Corvette out of Memphis.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Them guys used to be with Latonium. I know what you're talking about.
Exactly. I met them guys earlier this year. They were down making testing. Little Tony was driving. But I seen the picture of it today, and that didn't look like Little Tony in the driver's seat. So I don't know who driving it. But they got some boys out. They got the what's the white boys with the fast G-body. I was looking at everybody about 5 years ago. The white boys with the Monte Carlo.
Oh, I know you're talking about the white. They had a white Monte Carlo. Yeah.
Yeah, they call themselves the white boys.
Yeah, it was a Monte Carlo they had, right?
Yeah, it was black. Called it the Super Freak.
Right, right, right. Yeah, you, exactly. When, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
They raced Gangsta Boo when Tony towed that car, tore up the Gangsta
right.
Boo.
Right. Uh huh.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
They were tuning the Ghost. They had some boys down there tuning the Ghost. So that's a big race. Big race.
Okay.
One of them 1989 type of pops.
Oh man, stupid.
Yeah.
One of stupid pops.
All that money was flowing, baby. That's the
man.
That's
Joker didn't care, man.
Hey, Larry.
Man. Bags of money, man.
Larry.
Yeah, man. We may not see that again in life, but God, it was sinful back then. Yeah.
The track opened up at 8 o'clock Saturday.
Nine o'clock.
Well, he told me. Oh, no,
yeah,
no, he said they'd be there by 8.
Okay.
I was told they'd be there. Okay. They'll be there by 8, so yeah, gates open up at 9.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is the entry fee? I never heard y'all say what the entry was.
25.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, get that
hey,
on.
Larry.
I got 5 messages already.
I'm gonna get you on the back line, Drag, with this guy with the motor car. I want to be the one to lock it in. I know how you particular about locking in your races, and I want you and the owner talk about locking in the race.
Okay. Hey, is he a quarter or anything I do?
Either one. He'll run out the back.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to go out the back door. We got a horsepower big block car too. That we've been contemplating on just bringing it. So if he call me and we get something together, maybe we just bring the small block car. But we got a horsepower big block car too, one carburetor.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna get y'all on the phone next week. He got a small block inline head.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
As long as the little block
hey,
don't matter.
Hey, Ben.
Okay.
Hey, Larry, you ready to? Switch over.
Yeah, I want to let the people know on the show, y'all. Biz, we appreciate you coming on. Hope you continue to stay on.
Appreciate you.
Right now, we got another segment. Okay. We got another segment of our show that's going to kick in, and this segment that's going to kick in is for the street and streetable guys that have the cars that were not the elite criteria of racing.
I like
and this is for y'all to get some
like
shine
that.
On you all self. And for y'all to get exposure. Brother Shaggy, if you're ready, you can take us on across.
Okay, fellas, we're going to go turn in to Tao's show. We got Steve Poland, the producer of Pink's All Out and Pastime, is on the show. So hold on, give me a minute.
I like that.
And if my show cut off, y'all, we left the number with you all. Y'all can call right back into Tao's show.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
And so that's my version of the way it started. And so, in order to take this now, which is starting to mature as a sport and become its own thing, because, you guys have shootouts all over the country and major things happening. It's got to be a television property to begin with. You've got to have TV. And that means that there's also got to be other elements to it. You've got to have websites. You've got to have, a live event at some point. And you've got to have, internet, social media. All that's going to come into play to build that whole thing. That's what mainstream is. So if you look at anything else like NASCAR or anything, IndyCar, any of those big major sports, it's surrounded by all this media that is created and feeds off of it, right? And the sponsors feed off of it. That's what it means by being mainstream. So I've just made the first step basically, and got through season two of this new. You know, I mean, it's a franchise, but it's also it's the beginning of a new sport that I want to take, not only national, but I want to take it international, because the people in other countries are just starting to get word of this now, and I think it's going to be huge in many, many countries. People are going to be fascinated by this, because this is something that anybody can do. You know, if you can put a car together, you know, you can race it. And so I got all kinds of stuff going on with that, because I think it's going to be huge. And but that's what mainstream is called. So to do that, it's a complex process, and I'll, you know, be happy to get into that a little bit if you'd like.
Right.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, my question, I got a quick question. Is track selection or track location important as far as the shoot, or is it just having a track is what's important? What does location, like shoots, are they important?
That's all about the weather, really, and the time of year. You know, you can't go north after October. And a lot of tracks where the snow doesn't go away till May, some places, you know. So you got to be.
Wait, that snow, that's that white, that snow's that white stuff that falls on the ground, right, Tyson? Because we don't get that here in Southern California.
Yeah, we don't know too much about that here either.
We were having a good conversation, Tayo. Just don't want to leave that alone.
You know, hey, I got to get my jabs in when I can. The minute someone says snow, you know, it's that white stuff that I'm not familiar with. So.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, drag racing doesn't like wet, raining and snow much, you know. Can't do anything if the rain. So that's a consideration. The other consideration is, you know, we started out, we did the first episode of Grudge Race at Bandamir in Denver, because we know those guys really well, and they let us have the track to do it, you know, for free, but which is really expensive to rent a place like that, and it's really not the right place. You know, this is not where people grudge race. They do it on grassroots tracks, you know, like we went in Holly Springs or Bradenton, those kind of places, you know. So we're out working with those kind of tracks now, where, you know, it's a little friendlier, a little bit more, you know, down home, and, you know, where it's really much like the way everybody races anyway, you know, when they race on the track. So we look for tracks like that. We just came back from Holly Springs in Mississippi. We went down there for a few days and shot in Bradenton, and, you know, those kind of places are, we really like, you know, and they like us, you know. So we kind of blend in.
Okay. That's cool.
Well, you know what, I'm curious on too. The one thing I like about this, and maybe you could touch base a little bit about this too, is that I personally like the fact that this is a race show for racers by racers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really important thing for me. I mean, you know, the good thing about the collapse of television and everything and all the different changes that goes on is that now the producers who has an idea, you don't necessarily have to take your show to the network and pitch it to them. If you can figure out a way to get the money together to make the show, you can own the show yourself, and then it's yours. And so in this case, I really wanted this to be for races, by races, as you say. You know, I think then we have control of our own destiny, and you don't have a network breathing down your neck saying it's got to be this or it's got to be that, and you're going to have this guy and you're going to have that
right
guy. You know, like it's me, you know, and Willie.
I think that's what made the other shows rough to do, just because you had the networks breathing down your throat telling you, hey, well, we want it to be a little bit this way, make editing rough. Now you guys already know what you're doing, and you know, you got Willie B on board, who's a racer himself, and so, you know, everything falls into place.
All of us are racers.
Hey, brother Tao.
All of this project are racers.
I wonder. Hey, brother Tao.
And there's like four or five of us all together.
so far, and it really makes a difference, you know, because everybody understands what we're trying to do and understands that there's a long ball here, long view of this, and I just, you know, I'm too old to want to do it any other way anyway. You know, it's like I don't want to work for somebody, you know, but I've done for years. I'd rather do it this way and just make something that, you know, I really love and put my passion into it. And that's really what it is for me. It's a passion thing. I'm really passionate about this. I really love the people. I love the whole vibe of the thing. I love the tracks, you know, all that.
What I like about it is it's fair for races all the way around, you know. It's not just, you know, favorite to this big name guy or this big name guy, you know. It's the average. Yeah. You got a grudge with somebody, the average, you know, backyard mechanic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it is. Like. And that's how we've set this up so far. Because those are real stories, you know. Everybody's just like, they got their own story, and it's unique. And they're fascinating characters, you know. So I think it's the best way to do it. You know, I mean, we will do shows, you know, where there'll be some celebrity guys, like NASCAR guys who are already talking about wanting to come on our show, that kind of thing, you know. That'll be okay. Network, you know, they want to get you know, a little cross-promotion for their other brands, and that's okay. We give them a little bit of that, but 90% of this is going to be us, you know.
Right. So, that's cool. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, I basically have, you know, created a whole new business model for this, another way of doing television and building a business out of this so that everybody wins, everybody gets paid, everybody, you know, has something at stake, and they get in the show. You know, it's like, it's that kind of thing where it makes it a family bigger, basically, you know? And so a lot of moving parts. You know, you've got to have the producers, but we're also the network. We decide what networks to take the show to, and you know, where we distribute the show to other countries. We do the marketing and the sales. It's a business, you know? And right now, I'm really happy at NBC Sports. They're just fabulous. They're really, really getting behind us and helping them with their building their block. And so, you know, we're going to continue on with them as long as they want us. And that's a great anchor, you know.
Hey, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. They're not hearing us.
Like I say, I like because it's fair for everybody, you know.
How many episodes have you seen, Tyson?
I think I've seen like five episodes. Yeah.
We're not going to talk about the women racing, right? Because that will get into trouble with that.
Well, listen.
I think you hit the one button.
I ain't going to say nothing about it. They already, you know, I ain't even getting that. They ain't getting me in trouble.
Well, you know, and that's the other thing I like about the show too. The show is for everybody. You know, it's women out there doing it. Guys are out there doing it. Easy, don't go to the slow Vegas now, because you know there was a Green Vega on that show that was hauling ass. I just want to say that.
We didn't even know that was going to happen. It was because the other guy in that episode, you know, it lined up. He broke his axle and the wheel fell off. And he couldn't race, so they wanted to keep racing. And the guy said, well, I got a car out in the parking lot out here. Why don't we go get that? Okay, would you race this guy? Sure, I'll race anybody. Okay, so this Vega lined up. You know, and it's funny. We love that car. I mean, those cars are just like the fastest damn things on wheels. You know, but they look like a Lego set. You know, on wheels.
That's right.
You know, they're just amazing.
That's right. Little Lego.
So yeah, nothing wrong with that.
No, I like this show just because of the format, and like Tyson was saying too, and that's how we. we put this show. It's just it's for the average Joe. It's for the average guy who doesn't have all that money to go out and have all the stuff. He's not one of the big guys. He's just that that guy who likes to race, who's on a budget, and come on in, you know.
Right. Just thinking a lot of guys that's, you know, they grudge race hardcore every weekend, but you don't hear about them.
Right.
Over and over and over, you hear the big name guys grudge racing. But some of the guys you don't hear about, them are guys be making the show. Interesting.
Well, that's what we think, man.
You know what?
That's what we think.
You know what? I gotta figure out how to do this because there's another guy. There's a couple other people I want you to meet, Stephen, and talk to. We got Uncle Larry out of Chicago. He also does a radio show. This guy's just somebody special to me. But this guy's he's been around a long time. There isn't anything. I think he helped Henry Ford with his first motor when he was a young kid. So. We're trying to hook them all up and drag and everybody. And these are the same kind of guys that you look for when you do your shows. These are the average guys that come out and it's one big happy family. And I got to figure out where they're at on my board. They can hit the one button or something to so I can get these guys plugged in. Because, you know, this is what we do. We network with shows. Shake and Bake's got a show on Sunday. And, you know, if we can start getting this out there and get these guys do some grudge racing, this whole thing can blow up through the roof.
Everybody hit the one button.
Yeah, well, I'd like to make my the events next season, whenever we do season 3, I'd like to make them more of an event so people show up and have a crowd there, you know, rather than, I mean, a lot of these first episodes, it's just us, you know, and in the middle of the night, we shoot at night. This is better, I think, in a lot of ways, but
right.
Yeah, we want to get people from different parts of the country. That's why we go down to Florida and we go down to Mississippi and all those kind of places, because we don't want to just shoot it in the big places, you know, and on the big tracks with all the big stuff. We want to go where the real grudge races are. And we can't get to everybody in the season. We only have 10 episodes. So,
right.
You know, you go there, you got to shoot at least 2 episodes in each location, and sometimes 4. And, you know, we want to expand to as many places as we can as we go around, as we develop this thing, plans to go, you know, to as many places as we can. We don't have to do it that
right.
way.
Right.
I mean, if I wanted to make the whole season, the whole show in one location, kind of like what they do in Oklahoma, you know, this is one location. You know, they don't
one
move
location.
Around.
Right.
They got permanent people. It's a lot cheaper to do that.
Blog
but I don't
Talk
think it's
Radio.
As many. Yeah,
welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen
Chicago,
to the show.
And Detroit. I got to tell you, when I was in Milan, they hate each other in football, in basketball, in hockey. And when it comes to grudge racing, there's no love lost there between those two cities. I'll tell you, man, I was in vicious. But at the end of the day, you never know they were arguing 15 minutes ago at the starting line. But just a good group of people out there. And you know, these are the guys that I like to see, you know, because they got cars. And, you know, and they got some fast cars.
Hey,
I'm trying to figure out how to get these guys on.
We showed up many times. Regular Pinks and Pinks All Out. It's a great place. And this whole Chi-Town thing there. You know, it's up there. The people come down. It's great. I love that whole flavor. And I like the East Coast as well. We want to get up there.
I don't
know
what it is, Shake. What it is, it ain't working.
Well, you know, they got another track they go to that's probably this track is just, it's US 41.
Okay, if everybody can listen, can hear me, I need y'all to hang up and dial Tail show number 515-605-9834. hang up and dial Kevin. This show direct. 515.
Dial it direct.
605-9834.
I'm going to try it again, though, while they're doing that.
Hey, Singing Big, why don't you send KO a text of your last four numbers that you called in with?
I did. I just talked to him. He said we own, but it ain't working.
Oh, okay.
We already own. Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
A lot more exciting and intense.
Stay out.
And it takes a while. It took a long time to get to that level. It took the first two or three seasons. We're just kind of working it out. They were just okay. You know, they weren't like
fantastic.
Those shows. And that's what you want, because people really want to bring it. You know, and make it work as well. Because by the way, it's forever. You know, you come out and do a TV show. Your show is around the world forever.
And you know what?
Go ahead on and hang
just
up and call that
a good
number.
Time. I think I probably even lost focus a little bit of the prize.
Everybody going
off
anyway, so a lot of folks are going over now to call the number. I got to get out of here, Shake. I don't know what the hell going on here.
Mm-hmm.